Good afternoon. Another warm and humid day will be on tap for today, with high temperatures fairly similar to yesterday, seeing highs in the upper 70s in the higher elevations and the mid to upper 80s in the valleys. Dew points will be mainly in the 60s today, and the maximum heat index values will be in the 90 to 92 degree range, so it will remain just shy of the heat advisory criteria. With the warm and humid air mass in place, there will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. The strongest of these will produce gusty winds and perhaps some small hail. It is for this reason that the Storm Prediction Center has placed much of the region outside of the Mid-Hudson Valley into Litchfield County under a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms this afternoon. Any activity will dissipate this evening, give way to clear to partly cloudy skies overnight tonight, with some areas of patchy fog as we head into the morning. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Marco is forecast to strengthen to a hurricane later today as it heads north through the central Gulf of Mexico. As the storm inches closer to the central Gulf Coast late tonight into early Monday, there's an increasing risk of impacts that include storm surge, tropical storm force winds, and heavy rainfall. Currently, the swath of the heaviest rainfall totals should occur just east of the storm's track, which includes eastern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, and southern Alabama. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 121 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 84, in Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 87, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 86. The Albany, New York climate normals for today are: the average high is 80 degrees, while the average low is 59. The record high of 94 was set back in 1918 and tied in 1947, while the record low of 44 was set back in 1988. Today's sunrise was at 6:11 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:44 p.m. That is a total of 13 hours and 32 minutes of daylight for the day today. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 40 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are going to see a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs reach near the mid-80s. We will see the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we work our way into the afternoon and into the start of the overnight hours. After that, though, we will be turning back to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 60s and a couple of the higher elevations into the upper 50s. Some patchy fog also remains possible. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 80s, potentially a few spots into the low 90s. We will see the chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and the start of the overnight hours. Some of these storms could produce gusty winds. After the storms, we turn mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we will see mostly sunny skies this afternoon and the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as our highs reach near the mid-80s. For the night tonight, that chance for showers and thunderstorms ends early on, and then we will turn to mostly cloudy skies with some patchy fog as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon. We will see the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms as we work our way into the later part of the afternoon and into the start of the overnight hours. Then we will be turning to mostly cloudy skies for the night tonight as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. Some patchy fog will be possible. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking partly sunny this afternoon with the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the later part of the afternoon as our highs reach near the mid-80s. For the night tonight, that chance for showers and thunderstorms comes to an end early. Then we turn mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will see the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms once again as we work into the afternoon. Otherwise, expect mostly sunny skies with highs reaching near the mid to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.